Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something. I was about to say might, but no, not no might. It will get me in a lot of trouble with my women. My stonettes, if you will. We're going to talk about something I think needs to be addressed. Now, before I start, I want to first and foremost, as always, give a shout out to Anchor. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast. I'm glad y'all mess with your boy. Secondly, I want everybody to know that the next podcast after this podcast, I'm going to have either my sister or my sister and my mom on the podcast talking about exactly what I'm about to talk about right now. Now, it's going to be a little tricky, so bear with me. Shout out to Annetta Stevenson and Terranetta Brown and her husband. You know what I'm saying? I'm more than sure they will have a lot to say about what I'm about to talk about. But what I want to talk about today, stoners, we're going to talk about relationships. Oh, I'm lighting my thing. Now, I'm such a real stoner. When I'm done with a podcast, I mix it down. I add my background music. I publish it. I promote for about 2 or 3 hours. And then I forget I ever did it. With that all being said, I think I did a podcast about relationships, but it was a different aspect of it. Okay. This part, I'm talking to and only talking to the women. And now you see why I said I'm going to have my sister on. Because I don't want y'all to think I'm just talking out of my neck when I say the things I'm saying. I don't want y'all to think that I don't have some strong women and some strong black women, you know what I'm saying, that might not agree. I'm not sure how my sister going to feel, but might not agree with what I'm saying. But I highly believe in this. I believe that women are delusional when it comes to relationships. All right. I'm going to let that sizzle in y'all spirit for a little bit. I believe that women are delusional about relationships. Let's start from the beginning. Now, when a man, I'm going to personalize it just a tad. You know, if you were like me, born in ghetto USA, right? Between the era of 1985 and the year 2000, okay? There was no such thing as quote unquote positive role models. You know, either the dad was gone or the mom was gone. Either you were staying with aunts and uncles or you were staying with grandmothers. Like, you never had that family structure. Okay, you never seen the husband and the wife and the kids and the dog, right? It was family, of course. But, you know, you got brothers and sisters staying with cousins. You got, you know, little brothers calling their grandmothers mama, you know. The family was very broken. So you never had a strong black or a strong white or a strong Chinese, any race. This goes for all men. You never really had that strong male influence in your life. Right, stoners? If you were born in ghetto USA between the year of 1985 and the year 2000, it just wasn't in the cards for us. So I said all that to say this. You never, as men, what we had to look forward to was get money, take care of your own, and fuck these hoes. In more ways than one, stoners. In more ways than one. Okay? That was how we grew up, you know. I can right now I can bring up so many 90s and 80s song that was degrading women, and that would actually look down on men talking about getting married. The faithful man in the group, man, you a cornball, you gay or something? You know? Turning down pussy in front of your friends just didn't look right. As men, we were brought up to conquer as much as we can. That was the guideline. Now, yeah, we had TV. We had, you know, Uncle Phil and Will Smith and all of that. But what we grew up with and what we saw day by day, every day in every household, was the man tiptoeing out whenever he needed to. The saying goes, every man got a side piece. To the point where our queens are now saying things like, you know, man, I don't care what he do, just keep that shit out of my face. What? So that's where we're coming from. Now, that man meets a nice young lady he feels is worth it, right? So he protects, he provides, he does everything he's supposed to do as a man and as her man. Every now and again he'll tip out, but he sees nothing wrong with that, because when he was coming up, that's what the men did. Yeah, the women would, you know, cry a little fit, da 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 da. But if the bills are paid, if the refrigerator's full, if your nails are done, feet are done, if the gas tank is full, why are you in my hat right now? Look at some of the older movies. Look at what's love got to do with it. It is blatantly clear that Ike Turner was cheating on Tina Turner. And what did Tina Turner's own mother say? You got you a good man right there. All right? Now he just being a man. He's taking care of you. You let that man be a man now. Now, I said all that to say this, stoners. Women. Because I'm going to get back to when he meets that nice young lady. Women. You meet that same man that grew up in all that. That's who you meet. Right? Now, obviously, he has some changing to do. And obviously, you know he needs some changing to do. Okay? But is it your job to change him? Or is it his job to change himself? Thing about it is, let me just stop with the metaphors now, stoner, because I don't want to drag it out too much. I want to get to my point. When you meet a man, you know exactly who you met. Now, relationship-wise, y'all were compatible. Okay? Let's look at the word relationship. At the first part of it is relation, okay? Comes from the word relate, meaning what? Meaning two people or more finding something in common with each other. Add the word ship. The ship could be a metaphor for the love or the caringness you have for one another. And y'all sail on. Okay, stoners. Now, when you met said guy and when said guy met you, there was something about him and there was something about you that y'all found compatible. Something that he didn't want to do without and something that you didn't want to do without. Now, I don't care if it was the sex. I don't care if it was his eyes. I don't care if it was how he get money. I don't care if it's how she twerked. I don't care what it is. Whatever it is, you believe you can't find that in no other person. So you fall in love with that. Now, it's a part of him, so of course you fall in love with him, but that's the reason why you fell in love with him. Everything else in your mind, speaking to the women now, in your mind, you feel eventually I'll be able to change him. And I'm here to tell you, no, you won't. A man will change when he feels it's time to change. Now, that's very selfish. That's very messed up. But that's not even the bad part. Here's the worst part. Once he changes, he's going to need a little bit of ego stroking, a little bit of validation, a certificate, a cookie at least. Okay? Evolution is in all of us, stoners. So the reason why I say, now, I hope I'm making a lot of sense to y'all, because I'm about to try and bring it home now. The reason why I say that, you know, girls are delusional when it comes to relationships, because once a girl get in these streets and she find out what the streets is, she has two choices. She can either become a nice young lady and not care about what the world thinks, or she could become a savage, right? Now, let's say that woman becomes a savage, right? Now, she'll fuck whoever she want to fuck, right? She'll do whatever she want to do. As long as she take care of her and she ain't out your bummy, she'll do whatever she want to do. Call her what you want, right? She meet a nice young nigga. Nigga could be ready to marry her, do whatever he want for her. But if she's not ready to be with him, guess what? I'ma fuck you. I'ma fuck your homeboy if he bout it. And I'm fucking some other niggas too. Now she meet another nigga. And all of a sudden, she wants to settle down. All of a sudden, this is it for me. It's not nothing the guy did. She was ready. Now, all she needs to find is somebody who's ready for her. So now, since she is ready, the first guy she meets since she's ready is going to look like, oh, you the guy that made her feel like, nah, I gotta lock down. You did that, huh, bro? You ain't do nothing, bro. You just was lucky whatever number you were. And at that time, she was ready to change. It's like Will Smith said, if two people are in a relationship, neither one is responsible for the other's happiness. You have to be happy already on your own. And now that you're happy, and hey, I'm happy, let's be happy together. I mean, how many times have you been super duper pissed and somebody will come around you in a great ass mood, and them being in a good mood is actually making you even more madder? Because until you're ready to be happy, you don't want to see or hear that bullshit. That's what I'm talking about. Until you're ready, it doesn't matter what the rest of the world thinks. And that's how it goes with men. First, we have to become the man that we believe that we need to be. Then we have to unlearn all the bullshit we learned growing up when it's time to settle down and have kids and be a responsible young man. We have to unlearn that stuff. Now, once we unlearn it, we change our ways. You see the ways are being changed. And not just, you know, cheaters. I'm talking about drug dealing. Anything you're doing that she don't like, that she wants you to change. If you notice the change, acknowledge the change. Don't say, well, that was you supposed to do, so why should I give you a cookie? Because I'm going against who I am for you. I'm changing who I am. And by the way, I'm changing who I am, and I don't see nothing wrong with me. But I know it'll make you happy. You cannot poo-poo a person who's willing to change their DNA for you. They're willing to change who they are, who they have been, and what they have learned all through the years of them growing up. Now they meet you and all of a sudden their whole life has to be changed and shaken around. Now, I know a lot of you stoners like, oh my God, is it really that hard to stop cheating? Or, oh my God, is it really that hard to go get a job and stop selling drugs? No, it's really not. It's very simple. And from a newly, you know, faithful guy, if you will, it feels great to know you ain't got to hide anything. No. It's not hard at all for somebody who wants to change. See how I did that? See, if you want to change, it's going to be super duper easy to tell these hoes back up. Now I'm straight. But when somebody say, man, you need to change the ways, bro. You need to stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? You hurting me. You hurting this. You doing this. If that guy or even that woman is not ready to change, they won't do it. Okay? And once they do, you have to acknowledge that. Somebody's doing something, A, they never thought about doing, and B, they're changing their whole DNA to stay compatible with you, to stay in the relate part of the relationship. You have to acknowledge somebody's willingness to change. But at the same time, you have to also let people evolve. You don't have to force it. And if they won't evolve, you don't have to force it. We are individuals for a reason. Okay? We are individuals for a reason. See, another reason why I think, you know, women are delusional when it comes to these relationships is because you have an idea of a man, the type of man that you want, right? You know, you want a big guy, big dick, nice job, good body, car, no kids. You know, everybody has this ideal man that they want, right? And what happens is women meet a man and they compare him to what they've been dreaming of, what they want, what they've been thinking of their whole life, their Prince Charming, if you will. And they start checking stuff off. Okay, he got the money. All right. Ooh, big dick, cool. Ah, he don't eat pussy. Ah, I got to pick him up. But he got a job. And you start comparing him to a predetermined list that you already had. How about meeting somebody, getting to know them, and seeing if that is compatible? You know, I prefer a chubby, husky, thick white girl, stoner preferably, that's not green but not too hood at the same time. But if I meet a nice young lady who off the dump I can see is literally in first eyesight, I can see is literally not even none of that, I'm not going to just poo-poo her. She is a new experience. She is something new. She is a breath of fresh air. Let me find out what she is about. She may change my perspective on women completely. You talk, you have a conversation, and then you move forward amicably. You don't have a predetermined list, and you go out there and you compare every person to that list. Because I guarantee you, you won't find that guy or that woman. You won't. Mr. Perfect does not exist. Mrs. Wright died last week. I hate to say it like this, but you got to do what you got to do. Deal with what you got. There are so many beautiful queens, so many handsome kings out here that have a lot to offer. See, women nowadays, they stop looking at the potential in a man. You know? It's not enough that he has a job and he has a savings account, not a checking, but a savings account, and he's trying. But because he already doesn't have the own apartment, doesn't already have the house or the car or the money or the whatever, you automatically poo-poo him away. I remember back in the day, women saw the potential in men. Clean that man up. You know? It's funny. It's really funny, but, you know, because of how women are in their relationships, it's funny that, you know, when a woman is a side piece, she'll give you all the respect and understanding that you need. But once she becomes the main girlfriend, the rules change. It's not enough that you're yourself and you've been this guy the longest, you know, as long as I've been knowing you, or I've been this woman as long as you've been knowing me. Now, not only do I have to let go of some parts of my life, I also have to gain more. Now, I'm not saying women don't have to go through the same thing, you know. I'm not saying that. But when a man gets a woman, you know, oh, this is the type of girl I got. It's when y'all get into the 5+ year, 10+ year marriage is when you start peeling back and you start realizing, oh, I met your representative. I didn't really meet you. You don't smoke every day like I do. You don't, you know, drink like a fish like I do. You don't really like monster trucks. You know, you don't like having sex like that, you know. And because you're already in love, you learn to love these things about this person. And that's where the arguments come in. That's where the disagreements come in. That's where the, you know, I don't know if we're going to make it arguments. After 10 years, you know, so many changes are trying to be made that you're not even with the same person you got with. You ever thought about that, stoners? You make so many changes to yourself instead of appreciating the person you are. Now, if what you're doing and who you are is affecting your spouse, then by all means change. But if it isn't, understand the sacrifice when they change and understand if they don't want to. And this is exactly why I say women are delusional when it comes to relationships. Because, you know, when a woman is out there in the streets or out there in that world and she's either career driven, so she's not worried about a man, or she just out here in the streets doing what she want to do, fucking every man, you know what I'm saying? She still gets a certain level of respect, especially when she starts to get kids and, you know, she start cutting niggas off and she get a boyfriend, nigga be like, oh, look, oh, she done switched it up, huh? That's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But you see a guy that used to be a legend in these streets, you know, you see him trying to do good and Heisman all these bitches and shit. You know, at most he'll get, well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get a cookie for something you're supposed to do. Be a man. You know, women want Prince Charming and never stop to think, huh, am I worthy of Prince Charming? Now, I'm not saying your guy's not Prince Charming, and I'm not saying he's under him. All I'm saying is, me and God has a very personal relationship, and I've known him to always give me what I need. He's never given me what I wanted. I've never asked, I keep saying him, when I know God, that spirit is the entity of a woman. When I pray to her, she never gives me what I want. But at the end of the day, I always got what I need. You know what I'm saying? You may want a man with a big old dick and a big bankroll. But what if he beats the shit out of you? Do you want him? Or do you want the man that, not, you know, he got an average size penis, you know? He ain't got a big bankroll, but y'all not broke, you know? He's trying. And he'll never lay a hand on you. That's who God keeps sending by you. That's who's working with you right now. You know what I'm saying? That's who's always sending you them DMs and shit. Because God's not going to give you what you want. He's giving you what you need. He's giving you what you deserve. And I guarantee what you deserve and what you need outweighs what you wanted vastly. I guarantee it, stoners. Welcome back, stoners. Now, I know I said in the beginning that, you know, this was only going to be for the women or whatever. But I decided to add on this part. You know, I don't know how long it's going to be. It is what it is. Shout out my sister's husband. You know what I'm saying? What up, bro? I hope you're around when I'm over there. You can chime in on the conversation. But this is for the men. Let's talk about us. In the words of T.K. Kirkland, who raised you niggas? Every single thing that I said about women and that I feel about women is our fault. I'm going to repeat it. Every problem I have with women on their views, on their thoughts, and everything, every problem I have is our fault as men. Yeah. We were supposed to be protectors and providers. Now, for some reason, providing comes easy for a lot of men. Is that protection, you know, that we have a problem with? Because we think, you know, as men, we like, you know, nobody's going to come in our house and burglarize our stuff. You get hit with the AK. Nobody going to talk to my woman. I beat you down in the streets. But what about her heart? And what about her mind? Are you protecting that? Because that's wide open. See, an alpha male, a strong alpha male, his presence alone makes a woman feel so safe and secure, mind, body, and spirit. If you're with a woman, she knows in her mind, none of y'all bitches can take this dick from me, even if you tried. Her body may look like a sack of laundry, but she knows in your eyes, ain't nothing finer. Her heart is still in a glass case because it's never been broken. Now, I know a lot of my stoners hate to hear this. You know, hate, you know, BC, what you mean? What you mean is all our fault? Well, you know, the absence of intelligence does not give us satisfaction of stupidity. In other words, saying just because we didn't see it or just because we nobody told us about it, you know, doesn't mean we don't know the difference between right or wrong. You know, that pit, that feeling in your stomach. Yeah, that's God's compass. It lets you know what's right and what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? If you punch a guy who's punching on a woman, in your body, in your soul, you feel good, you feel right. If you punch a woman, I don't care how mad you are, you feel wrong. And that's why I say it's our fault. Our fathers, our grandfathers, who decided to go out there and fuck with sunshine up the street instead of staying home. Who decided to go out there and hit that crack pipe or try to sell that crack rock instead of staying home. See, I know I hate the fact that our queens don't know how to let us be kings. But for so long, they had to be all royalty because we wasn't shit. You tell me, stoners, how does it become a common thing that black fathers are either put on child support or just not around? Like, it's a common thing. It's so much of a comical thing. It's so much of a common thing that is now comical. Like, people make fun of it on, you know, jokes and skits and stuff. About the black father not being there. We were supposed to protect and provide. They were supposed to create and nourish. How are they going to do their job when we're not doing ours? So, in other words, T.K. Kirkland teaches us, if you hollering at that woman, that means you got at least, at the very least, $100 in your pocket or your savings or checking account. Because if you step to a woman and the conversation is going good, don't you want to be able to take out to eat or, you know what I'm saying, keep the conversation going, hell? Or at the very least, if she's a freak, don't you want to be able to go get a hotel room? So T.K. Kirkland teaches us, as men, you're not supposed to even step to a woman unless you have at least $100 on you. Okay, now, secondly, if you're going to get in a relationship, be in a relationship, brother. Don't be long stroking these women and like, yeah, this your dick, I'm for you, da 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 da. But then you're going to go around the corner and da 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 da. I'm going to tell you what women hate more than cheating. They hate lies. Don't tell me it's me and you and then tomorrow is you and Betty Sue up the block. Right? Like, women hate the lies. They don't want to feel stupid. They don't want to be posting you up and another girl on the other line, you know, laughing at her. Even if nobody's laughing at her. That's what you instilled in her. You know? Yes, the insecurities are annoying, but you also have to realize who put them there. Okay? Yes, women are delusional when it comes to relationships. But that's only because Prince Charming was real back in the day. You know? Back in the day, if a man, hell, back in the day, if you got a woman pregnant, that was automatic marriage. It wasn't even a thought. You know, I'm only 35 years old, so I'm not an old guy, but I live by you know, my grandparents' values. And what my grandmother taught me was, if you bring home the groceries, I will cook you a plate. What my grandfather taught me was, if you protect and provide for your home, you will be happy. You know, my dad taught me that protecting and providing does not mean putting money in the house and groceries in the house. You also have to protect her mind. You have to protect her soul. You have to protect her spirit. You have to protect her heart. If you're going to be in a relationship, be in it, brother. If you want to do your thing, hey, talk to her. You never know. You might got a bisexual on your hands. You hear me? Y'all might have been to some freaky stuff. You'll never know because you don't want to open your mouth. You want to play. You dig? Women will respect honesty way faster than they respect a nigga, you know, trying to put on a front. Nah, love, I don't really do the boyfriend, girlfriend thing, you know what I'm saying? But we could be cool all day, you know what I'm saying? I love to be your brother for sure. Anytime you need me, you hit me up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You letting her know off the dump, don't be falling in love, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, no, I'm your friend. She knows where she stands with you. So there's no surprises. You're safe. You are now protecting her by not lying. See, as men, we have to take responsibility for what we have created and our queens. These are fragile. I know they're the most powerful and the most strongest beings we have on this planet, but they are also the most fragile. So I just wanted to add that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Next podcast, I'm going to definitely talk to my sister. Hopefully her husband will be there. And we'll all have a conversation about this and see what they think about it. You know, once again, y'all, please take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Understanding and communication will get you further in a relationship more than anything. Please follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDupaBC. You know what I'm saying? Also follow me on YouTube, that's Stoner Talk. And I'm over there on Twitch, Mr. Super Duper BC. And yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to, send me some messages or whatever. Hit me up on my social media. DM me. Let's have a conversation. You know? Just love life and let love, you know what I'm saying? Stoners unite!